Sig Montag tells of employment of detectives and two lawyers. Atlanta Constitution, August 15, 1913. Sig Montag, president of the National Pencil Company and associate in Montag Brothers, was put on the stand at the close of the morning session. He testified that during part of the time named by Jim Conley in the dates at which he swears he watched for Frank on the first floor, the Clark Woodenware offices occupied that portion of the factory building. He was examined by Mr. Rosser. What was your connection with the pencil factory from May last? First secretary and treasurer, then president. How often did Frank come to your office? Once a day, except on Sundays. Did you see him on April 26th? Yes. What time did he come to your office? About 10 o'clock that morning. Who occupied the first floor up to a year ago? The offices of the Clark Woodenware Company. Where were their offices? Right up front. Factory model displayed. Mr. Montag then displayed on the model of the factory the location of the old woodenware firm offices and the single entrance which was used for both establishments. Did Frank report the murder to you Sunday? Yes. Was he nervous? Yes, but no more than I. Were there any scratches or discolorations on his face? None that I could see. Was Frank's acquaintance in the city limited? Yes. What did you do when you learned Frank was being taken to police station Monday? Telephoned Herbert Haas, my personal attorney. What did Haas say? Questioned Rosser. Said his wife was too ill for him to leave the house. What did you then do? Went to police station. I went to police station, they refused me admission, and I then telephoned you, Mr. Rosser. What instructions did you give at the factory in reference to aiding the detectives? I told the help to assist them in all manner possible. Cross-examination by Dorsey. You say Frank had only a limited acquaintance in the city, and that that was the reason you employed counsel so early? How long has he been in the city? 5 years. He was president of the B'nai B'rith? Yes. He was popular in society? Yes, in that particular set in which he moved. How many persons belong to the B'nai B'rith? I would say 400, or... What did you mean then when you said he had a limited acquaintance? I meant that his acquaintance was so limited that he wasn't known at police headquarters. Frank himself didn't say anything about employing a lawyer? No. Nor the Pinkertons neither? No. Why he was nervous? Did he explain why he was so nervous? No, except to say that they took him in a dark room and flashed on a light, and he saw the body of the little girl. Anything else? Yes. He said the little girl was an awful sight, and that her eye was discolored. She had sawdust in her mouth, and that there was a gash in her head. Who is paying Haas? I don't know. Did the National Pencil Company employ him? No. Who employed the Pinkertons? The National Pencil Company. When did you know that they found the stick and pay envelope in the factory? I read it in the report. Did you request the superintendent of the Pinkertons to keep knowledge of the discovery away from the police? No. What did you do with the stick and envelope? Turned them over to Mr. Rosser and Mr. Haas,